Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism, where we unlock the power of ancient wisdom to navigate the crazy roller coaster that is modern life. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into a topic that hits close to home for all of us, silencing that pesky inner critic and building some serious self-acceptance. You know that voice, right? The one that whispers doubts, judges your every move, and makes you question your worth. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to run the show. Stoicism teaches us about recognizing our thoughts, understanding their nature, and choosing not to get swept away by them. That means learning to tame that inner critic, stop letting its negativity dictate your actions and beliefs, and finally embrace who you are, flaws and all. It's a journey of self-discovery and empowerment, and trust me, it's totally worth it. So, what are our weapons in this battle against self-doubt? Let's break it down into five powerful takeaways. First, recognize that your inner critic is just a voice, not the absolute truth. It's often fueled by fear, insecurity, and past experiences, but it doesn't define you. Imagine your thoughts like clouds passing overhead. They come and go, but they don't shape the ground beneath you. You have the power to choose which thoughts you focus on and how you respond to them. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic pops up with its usual negativity, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support this claim? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Often the answer is a resounding no. We're way harder on ourselves than we are on others. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a dear friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has insecurities, and that's okay. It's part of being human. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you would offer someone else. Fourth, focus on your strengths and accomplishments. We tend to dwell on our shortcomings, but often forget about all the amazing things we've achieved. Take a moment to celebrate your successes, big and small. Write them down, share them with someone you trust, or simply acknowledge them in your own mind. Finally, remember that self-acceptance is a journey, not the destination. There will be days when your inner critic wins, but that doesn't mean you failed. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep practicing those strategies. Over time, you'll find that you have more control over your thoughts and emotions, and you'll start to genuinely embrace who you are, flaws and all. Now, let me share a real-life example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine this. You're preparing for an important presentation at work. Your inner critic starts whispering doubts in your ear. You're not good enough. What if you mess up? People are going to judge you. You start feeling anxious, your heart races, and you question your ability to deliver a successful presentation. Here's where those Stoic tools come in handy. Instead of letting fear take over, you can remind yourself that this is just a thought, not a fact. You challenge the negativity by remembering past successes, acknowledging your preparation, and focusing on your strengths as a communicator. You practice self-compassion by telling yourself it's okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets nervous before big events. I'm going to do my best and that's all that matters. And guess what? When you approach the presentation with confidence and authenticity, even if there are a few bumps along the way, you'll shine through. You'll learn from the experience, regardless of the outcome, and your inner critic won't hold as much power over you. Remember, my friends, silencing your inner critic is not about becoming someone else or pretending to be perfect. It's about embracing your true self, recognizing your worth, and living a life that aligns with your values. It takes courage, patience, and consistent effort, but the rewards are immeasurable: increased self-love, greater resilience, and a deeper sense of peace. So, what will you do today to cultivate self-acceptance? Maybe start by challenging one negative thought, practicing a little self-compassion, or celebrating a small victory. Share your thoughts with me on social media using #DailyStoicism. I love hearing from all of you. And remember, until next time, keep striving, keep growing. And most importantly, keep believing in yourself. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.